The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
I think there's a really interesting distinction that perhaps some of you have noticed in this reading today, and so let me see if I could find the first part of it. Let's see. Okay, here we go. "And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth." And then we just go a few sentences later. "They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong." I was like, that was quite a change around for the people that day that were present, right? You know, so there was one moment where they're absolutely amazed by the words of Jesus. But then in a few words later, they wanted to kill him. And so it's an amazing about face that the people did in that particular spot. And then, of course, he makes one of those famous phrases that I think sometimes we'll use again. You know, no one's accepted in their sort of native land, so to speak. And, you know, they kind of look at where he came from and they say he's sort of like a small country bumpkin. What would he have to say that would sort of matter to us? And often this is sort of gets shrunk down to our own daily existence, often within our own family, right? Sometimes within our own family, one of the things I think we notice the most is that people get really used to the sound of each other's voice. And so you can say something that's true, but you know, the natives in that land won't accept it from your mouth, right? And so that's one of the things that was difficult for Jesus in that particular space, is they didn't really see that the message that he had, that was true. It's like, remember, somebody was saying this to me recently, that they liked the phrase that, remember, the truth is still the truth, even if it's said from a liar, right? So somebody who has the reputation of lying could still say something that's truthful, right? And so even no matter where Jesus came from, he just proclaims his sort of an aspect of his divinity or being anointed by God and the fulfillment of the scripture, but then people have trouble accepting that. I think it's ultimately a lesson for a lot of us that it's very important for us to not to be too reactionary in our faith, because it is easy to react. You know, we hear something, either we hear something that we think, or we either we mishear, or we hear a little bit out of context, or, you know, we hear one phrase and then that sticks out to us, and then we're not really thinking or listening to some of the other phrases. And sometimes there's a tendency for us to react to that, you know, and get sort of angry about it. But I think it's always important that we take sort of a step back. And, you know, one of the things that you see in reaction to this situation is you don't really see Jesus making a particular stand in that particular place and yelling back at the people or explaining more. It says he kind of went away in the midst. He sort of withdrew from them, knowing that fighting that fight was probably not, you know, that wasn't the time nor the place. And he says that in many other places as well. When different things come up and he alludes to his crucifixion, it's just like, now is kind of not the time for this to happen, and he kind of withdraws. I think it's just kind of a general sense of wisdom that we need to take a little bit of time sometimes, especially if we hear something that's hard for us to hear. It's sort of like the, you know, they say that always about like emails and stuff like that. If somebody sends you an email and it makes you angry, it's probably not best to respond right then and there, right? Maybe you start writing something and then you go through the rest of the day and you get to the morning and you relook at what you wrote and what that other person wrote. And then almost always you're like, okay, maybe what I started to write was a little bit harsh, you know, and we have some pause and everything like that. I think sometimes we all need a little bit of distance from situations so that we see things in a clear way. We could see that in kind of their anger and rage, they didn't really see things in a clear way because they were actually seeing Jesus, but they weren't seeing Jesus. And so I think that's an important lesson for all of us, just in our life and our faith, that sometimes we have to just take a few steps back and look at the situation and allow ourselves to kind of calm down and handle it in a reasonable, in a rational way so that, so that we can move on, you know, in peace with each other, but also in peace inside of ourselves. Sometimes it's the lack of peace that we have or the anxiety that we have inside of ourselves that's far harder than sometimes our interactions with other people. And so I think that that's something that, you know, we could take with us today from this gospel. God bless you all.